This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here on the Monday night episode of the program. It's a full week of broadcasting here already from both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the ForkFest. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about this event. And we are in our remote studio. It's Ian and Mark. We're interviewing Karen Testerman. She is one of gubernatorial candidates here in New Hampshire. She's running against the incumbent, Chris Sununu. Also, she'll be up against our co-host, Nobody, who has entered that very same race. He was the first one to file. Karen, you filed, I think, what, the day before? Or
Wednesday.
2 days before?
Wednesday.
Two days before the deadline. And then Sununu, a.k.a. Flununu, came in at the very end and filed at the very end. So we're going to have a three-way Republican primary. You're running on a strong economy, bringing back the economy in New Hampshire, letting business owners make choices for themselves. I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's
correct,
what I understood
correct,
so far.
Yeah, right.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we're going to agree on that stuff. There's no doubt about it. We're going to get in a little deeper here with some questions where we might not agree, because that's always interesting. But first, thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to develop their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important, we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org, and you can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So we talked about freedom and, you know, the freedom in economics, meaning your freedom to be able to choose to run your business how you want to. If your customers like what you do, they're going to come in. If they are mad about something, they'll complain and maybe never come back. And so you take the market signals, and hopefully you learn from those signals and you make the right choices and you stay in business.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, the government comes in and says, you can't open. You have to do X. You have to do Y. Do what we say, or else we're going to hurt you. And what that means is, if you don't do what they say, they will send men with guns to threaten you. Now, this has happened in Keene. The police showed up at a local bar that we like. They take cryptocurrency and Bitcoin at this bar. And it was after Sununu was partially allowing restaurants and bars to reopen with outdoor-only seating. And so he had a porch area outside that he set up some tables and chairs, and people were outside, and not a single customer had a mask on because
it's outside.
People it's outside.
Because people, a lot of them, don't want to wear a mask, whether inside
it's
or
outside. Unhealthy.
They should make their own choice about that. And so he was allowing his customers to make their own choices about that. Customers were doing what you would expect customers to do at a bar, and they were milling around and meeting and talking with people. Well, apparently the next-door neighbor, who is a competitor, saw this going on, and she took photos. In fact, she even came in with a video camera and started recording video inside the bar, because not that there were people seated in there, but, you know, the employees didn't have masks on or something like that, right? So she's trying to gather evidence against this place. She sends that to the Keene police. Keene police came out. They threatened this man. They threatened him more than once. They ended up then writing a written threat to him, basically saying, if you don't do what we say, we could arrest you, we could fine you, we can destroy you. And it's outrageous. He wasn't able to make choices. You know, his customers weren't able to make choices. He shut down the outside seating area as a result of that. He's afraid, you know, like there's, he could lose his business over
sure.
this.
He could lose his license is probably more like it.
That's what they threatened
the
him
problem.
With. Yeah, that's what they threatened him with. I agree with you. That is the problem. Even having licenses is the problem. Would you agree that we should get rid of business licensing?
A lot of business licensing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you know that you have to have a license to assign for deaf people?
Really? No, I didn't know that. In New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
Wow.
State Representative Carol McGuire was reading some of the licenses to me. And
she's a free stater, by the way.
She is a free stater. And that one came up, and I said, what? Wait. Did I hear you right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Amazing.
Yeah, you'd think the marketplace of people who would want to consume, you know, the people communicating in American Sign Language would probably be able to handle that, right? Like, if you're just up there, you know, grooving to the music instead of... doing sign language, nobody's going to hire you back.
So I'm going to give you a tough question now here, Karen. It seems like you like choices. What about the choice to put in your own body what you want? Should we end the war on drugs?
We should end the war. It's up to each individual to put what they want. My concern is our children, mm-hmm. of course, and what we're doing to the next generation.
So you would support ending the entire war on drugs in New Hampshire?
I don't know. You'd have to define that much more in detail than I did. And quite honestly, it'd have to be something that the legislature and the people chose
to
get put it on the desk of the governor, which at that point, well, we'd have to see what the legislation is, because, you know, there's good legislation and there's very poorly written legislation.
Yes. So in the case of the incumbent, Chris Sununu, he did sign a bill to decriminalize cannabis in 2017 mm-hmm. in New Hampshire. And that seems to have gone pretty well so far. I mean, I haven't heard any stories about crazy cannabis addicts running around, you know, knocking over convenience stores or anything like that. But we still, of course, have the war on drugs going on, where police are arresting mostly peaceful people who possess, whether it's heroin or, you know, you fill in the blank of whatever drug is prohibited, and that they haven't hurt anybody except for themselves, right? So the idea is that if you put somebody who has a drug problem in a jail cell, you haven't actually helped them. Mm-hmm. That person isn't going to have a better life after that. They've maybe just lost their home because they can't pay the rent now. They're not there. Maybe they will spiral down into an even worse depression afterwards because their, you know, wife broke up with them or whatever. They lost their kids. Who knows? We've seen so many lives ruined worse by the war on drugs in New Hampshire and across the United States than the actual drug addiction that they were suffering. Many drug addicts are afraid to go and get help because they don't want to admit that they have a problem because they're worried they're going to get turned in to the police. And we've just seen so many stories. We spent 3 hours with a guy here on Monday night. If you want to hear a really just amazing episode of this show, last Monday's show, the first show, or sorry, Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
We did it Monday,
but it was Tuesday night show. So last Tuesday night show, one of the guys here at this festival, he's a vendor, he spent 4+ years in solitary confinement in the New Hampshire jail and prison system,
mm-hmm.
and it was all based on a drug arrest. Well, it was also based because he didn't like to be told what to do, as many of us libertarian types don't.
Yeah, and that went poorly.
So he got into some issues with the jailers there. But the point is, he never would have been in that jail cell in the first place if the drugs that he had on him at the time hadn't been illegal. It would have just been another product or another service that you could buy in the marketplace. And for concern about the children are already in danger from dangerous drugs. And so the idea behind this is if you have drugs legal, then they're made in the legal marketplace with manufacturers. And
That's a great argument you've got.
Yeah, and quality
but the reality
control.
is that the black market still exists. And
they
that there are, for every person that you can tell me who have been helped by whatever drug it is. I can also give you sad stories about children who have died, parents who have died, accidents that have happened because of drugs.
Sure.
So, you know, it's going to be something that we have to look at carefully. Mm-hmm. We should have the discussion about it. I have no problem having the discussion.
I can see that, and I appreciate that. And all the examples of the terrible stories, of course, happened during the prohibition that we've experienced. So all the deaths and all the horrible things.
No, actually, they came out. If you really talk to a lot of the people in Colorado, where it is legal,
mm-hmm.
You will find that there are a lot of people who are suffering as well. And you get the stories, and you can weigh them for yourselves and decide for yourself whether you really want to support this or not. But that's up to a lot of different people have to convince the legislatures which way they're going to go.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll see a change in that direction, because if one thing is leading towards people people disliking the police. It's the fact that the police are enforcing these victimless crime laws against people, and they ruin their, you know, they ruin their goodwill with people. The police have become seen as an occupying force or an enemy, and ending the war on drugs can definitely change that perception to a large extent. Karen, thanks so much for being with us here. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments from ForkFest 2020.
Korpchak's, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE .com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Yes, Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE .com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live at ForkFest 2020, at the very tail end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest.party is a website you can go to learn more about this event. It continues through the entire next week, so if you didn't make it up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, come on up here for ForkFest. We don't know what it's going to look like, because there are no tickets that you can purchase for ForkFest. There are no organizers. There's just people coming and hanging out, so we'll see how it goes. Jeffrey Tucker is one of the speakers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Jeffrey, you're a regular here. How many years in a row?
I think about six.
Years.
And this year is different. You know, I've had so many touching experiences with people here. There's a family drove from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Why did they come from Michigan? It was just a desperate reaching out for something normal and real and human contact. That's what people want more than anything else, is to talk to people and dare I say, touch people.
Well, that's why this is so sick. And Aria and I have been talking about this whole COVID, so-called social distancing. I mean, social distancing is anything but social. It is anti-social. It is putting masks on is anti-human. You're disconnecting human beings from being able to experience the full range of emotions and expressions.
It's state propaganda, and as we know, it all originated with a 14-year-old girl performing a science experiment in 2006 for a science fair, in which she imagined how people could avoid contracting cooties by staying away from each other. And her father, who was a data scientist working for Sandia National Laboratories in 2006, and thought she had a really great insight, and so codified this theory of social distancing in a paper that came out in 2006.
Really?
And was presented to the Bush administration. The medical doctors at the time said this is pseudoscience, this is ridiculous, or this is real world, it's not SimCity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like why are we letting this? By the way, her name is Sarah Glass. Her name is on the academic paper that was published, and it was attacked by every medical professional and virologist and epidemiologist at the time as being completely ridiculous. But the Bush administration liked it.
Well, of course they did. It's a new way to control people and their behavior.
Yeah. And that they were apocalyptics too, right? I mean, imagine 5 years after 9/11, Bush is like a crazy man, because he's done crazy things and seen insane things happen. You get a taste for that blood, you know. You get a taste for control, like you said.
Yeah.
And so he wanted something outrageous. So sure enough, these people presented this ridiculous paper with PowerPoint and everything else. Like, if we keep everybody apart when the next virus comes along, then it's never clear, right? It's never clear. What then? But anyway, the Bush administration sided with the computer programmers over the medical doctors and wrote social distancing into the CDC's 2007 pandemic plans.
And so I didn't know it went back that far.
Yeah, it was 14 years ago that this whole thing was hatched. And I could talk more about that tonight, because I have a weird amount of knowledge about this, actually, because I've talked to many people who were there.
When this happened, you mean?
Who were there at the time in 2006 at the White House presenting, you know? And all these freaks, they sat waiting for 14 years, because that was the height of their careers, to be invited to the White House and present this big model, you know, and have the president doting over you, which I think matters to some people.
Yeah.
And so then they've had 14 years of lame. You know, 2009 came and they said, well, here's a cool virus, it's H1N1, it's just like the pandemic of 1918, but we had a new president and a financial crisis to deal with, so they couldn't get anybody's attention. They wanted everybody to do the kabuki dance back then, but it didn't work. So
why this time? Why did it work now? After all these opportunities.
These are things worth talking about. I think it might have something to do with the political divisions in the country, you know. And the fact.
But it wasn't political at first. It became political as politicians. It's an election year. You knew it was going to become a political football, and now it has.
What's interesting about that is that in late February, if you wanted to see the people who were like apocalyptic about COVID, they're almost all on the right. they were, you know, they were like saying this is very bad, it's going to kill us all. There's a certain kind of mentality out there, kind of like disaster is coming. Mm-hmm. And on the left, by which I mean the center left, whatever, the WashPo, even the New York Times, the Psychology Today, and Slate were all saying, look, you rubes out there are getting hysterical about this virus. This is not this is a mild virus. It's probably going to kill people with low life expectancy, and otherwise leave everybody alone. We should get herd immunity. That's what everybody. Slate, WashPo, New York Times, everybody's saying late February.
So they flipped.
They flipped. And it was a two-week period between, I would say, February 28th and about March 12th. And part of the reason was the Red Dawn email list. But again, I'll talk about this later. But on February 28th, the New York Times, Daniel McNeil, the lead virus reporter for the New York Times, went on the podcast and predicted that COVID will kill 5.25 million Americans, or six of your friends. Now, I pointed that out to Pete Earle, and Pete Earle said, geez, I only have six friends.
Yeah, well, you know, what I said before was if it were a real pandemic, in my opinion, I would know people who've died. You know,
people who had had it.
Or even had it. Yeah, I know one guy. I know one guy.
He tested positive, or you just got in safe home? That's what all of us have
done. He tested positive. He's from New York City.
Oh, cool.
He's one of our advertisers.
That's cool.
And he beat it.
Cool.
He's
well, of course, yeah. You're bad a couple of days. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't been sick of the last week? In fact, it's so funny. I've had so many people come to me, tell me and say, hey, I don't want to tell you this, but I was not feeling very well last week. I think I probably had COVID, but don't tell anybody. So everybody's like scared. Right. So the last thing you would do if you're sick right now is go to the doctor. Then what happens? Like, oh, what's it going to be? Going to
put you on a list.
Yeah, you're going to be on the news and newspaper. They're going to contact trace all your friends.
Right.
Force them all to get tested. No, it's scary.
It sounds awful.
That's why people stopped using doctors. Mm-hmm. Doctors over the last 3 months, you know? It's been a crazy, intimidating environment. Like, the whole point of doctors and medical things is that when you get sick, you're supposed to be able to go to them. That didn't happen over the last 3 months. It's the last thing you would do.
Right. Well, normally it would be the last thing I would do anyway, because normally I don't want to go to a doctor unless things have gotten impossible to deal
with.
That's
a good attitude. Yeah. And one of the New York Times ran an article about 4 or 5 days ago. Pete, I don't know if I put this up on our website or not, but they said, you know, the strangest thing is that hardly anybody's been to the doctor in 3 months, and nobody's really sick. In fact, people are less sick than they've ever been. So maybe that's a good, like, we're all looking for good things, good takeaways from the last several. Maybe that's one thing. We realize we're over-reliant on doctors and medical establishments, that sort of thing. So that's probably good. It's probably good. It's like I'm breaching.
But. Well, it stands to reason. If you go to the doctor for a checkup and there are people there with the flu or pneumonia or whatever, you have a higher chance of catching.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
You're going to where sick people congregate. So, not going there.
That's usually
like a
mistake.
Idea.
It's usually a mistake.
Jeffrey, what's your topic about tonight? You're speaking?
Well, I'm talking about the origins of the lockdown idea, and I'm talking about this 2006 thing, because I know a weird amount about it, because I got obsessed with the topic, and I talked to a lot of people who were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a lot of documents that I've yet to release, only because I don't want to have to live in the embassy of Ecuador in London, you know, for the rest of my life. Because I don't know what's whatever, secret and what's not secret, but I do have a lot of documents.
Tell it all.
I can tell, but I can't show.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Tucker, always appreciate having you on
Thank you. Free Talk Live.
Head over to his website, aier.org, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
More on the way. We're here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20 to 25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News. With many states reopening and loosening COVID restrictions, in the state of Oregon, they're going the other direction. Face masks will now be required throughout the entire state of Oregon starting July 1st, according to Governor Kate Brown. She said over the last month, we've seen the disease spread at an alarming rate in both urban and rural counties. The upcoming 4th July weekend is a critical point for Oregon in the pandemic, and we need to make a difference now. She said she does not want to close businesses again like other states are doing. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has now proposed a plan for the city to cut over $1 billion from the police department's budget. De Blasio said, my office presented to City Council a plan that would achieve the billion in savings for the NYPD and shift resources to young people, communities, and in ways that would help address a lot of the underlying issues that are the cause of so many problems in our society. He also said that we have an unprecedented opportunity to change major things. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party, learn more about that event. We're kind of reflecting on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And if you missed it, and if you're going to miss ForkFest, you still have time to get up here if you want to hang out with some liberty-minded folks in the woods. We're here all week long this week. But if you missed the event, and you're still looking to hang out with some people, then you can do that in Vegas at the upcoming Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas conferences. Now, there's been some news. We can't announce the details of this news, but the venue is going to change. Of course, I didn't know what the venue was anyway. I don't know if they'd even announced it.
Yeah, that's I can't remember what it's called, but something station.
Yeah, there's some crazy COVID crackdown rules coming into place in Vegas as we speak. Last week, apparently, they put in a mask mandate in Vegas. And so that means that Free Talk Live hosts may be arrested in Vegas when we finally get there for Anarcho Vegas and CryptoVegasConference.com. Those are two different websites. The event is July 18th and 19th. It's going to be, well, I can't say where it's going to be, but you'll find out if you buy some tickets. Daily tickets for each event are just $20.20. And you can go to AnarchoVegas.com and CryptoVegasConference.com. You can also use code FTL, get 10% off VIP tickets. July 18th and 19th. Join Free Talk Live in Vegas, we hope, for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas.
Love to have you there.
2020. It was a great event last year. We went to Anarcho Vegas, the very first one. And now they're doing it again, and they're adding a day for crypto stuff only, which is cool.
I found if you look up Crypto Vegas that you find this other thing entirely.
Really?
So CryptoVegasConference.com, I think it's important to repeat.
And very good.
Anarcho Vegas.
Sean Grisholm is with us here. He is the Agora Valley coordinator here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think we kind of wrapped up our thoughts on looking at looking back and seeing how this Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, has been an incredible success due to decentralization. People seem to be very happy with it. And I'm sure it was made you happy to be able to actually come out and go to a festival.
Yes, it feels good just to be back. Not only that I'm around so many Liberty people, but also just be back at a festival. Spend so much of my time at them, and there's none going this year.
This is what you do. You sell homemade sodas.
Yep, we do sodas, dragon breath desserts, and then we also have a food truck, Let's Get Loaded. We do loaded fries, poutine.
Yeah, you've got pulled pork and things like that.
Delicious. Yeah, I had a couple of chili cheese dogs yesterday. It's quite good.
And you were here the entire time from day zero, basically.
Sunday to Sunday this year. It's sad enough I can't stay for
2 weeks. Would have stayed, but you've got something else calling to you. But it's tough. This crazy COVID crackdown has destroyed a lot of people in the restaurant business alone, but certainly people in your business. Because at least restaurants can keep doing takeout. You have no venues to which you can go and set up.
Of 23 shows that we do during the summer, 21 have already been canceled.
Wow.
This one just happened, so that's one that's going to happen, and the other one's on hold, hoping that they can, because they don't start till September.
The guy at the hippie tent next door says that there's going to be something in Maine this summer.
I know Equinox are going to do, but they're going to cut it back and cut it down to only 1,000 people. They normally do nearly 5,000, so they're going to 20% occupancy.
But besides, he said to me, there's something in Maine, there's something in Pennsylvania he heard about, and that these things are just being organized last minute. People are just now putting them together. But, man, it sounds like it is absolutely desolated out there. And I mean, I imagine county fairs are being canceled all over the place.
Every county fair in the region that I am aware of is canceled. One of the last holdouts, Deerfield Fair here in New Hampshire, just canceled 2 days ago. So.
Wow. It's so sad.
It's sick, and it's not just the fairs that are canceling just because of the timing. It's because they can't get the midways to show up because they depend on visa workers and the H-2B program, and they're not going to let any of their employees come in. And they're like, we can't hire anybody here. We can't get people to work. So
I didn't realize
we can't run the midways either.
That bad. Oh
yep.
My god.
They shut down the H-2B program, so none of their employees are going to be able to come in. These are people that have been working with them for decades. They come in every year. They get them. They know what they're doing.
I would have thought the carnies were traveling from north to south all the time.
No, a lot of them are regional. They just the main carnival up in Maine, Smoky Mountain, Smokey's Greatest Shows, they only work Maine. They never leave the state of Maine.
Okay.
And so, but they depend on H-2B workers that come up every year.
Wow, interesting.
And the visa programs are all shut down, so they're...
See, I didn't realize that about the fair guys. I figured, or the carnies, I figured they were just, pulling people from trailer parks or whatever.
There you go, America. You got what you wanted. No immigrants, no fairs.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Where are you going to get an elephant ear now?
You're not. It's over. And when's it going to come back? Because right now we're seeing re-crackdowns happening. We talked recently about how Texas and Florida just reclosed the bars.
Yep. I heard interesting statistics yesterday. Now, I haven't had a chance to check these. I'm out in the woods. But Jeffrey Tucker said that the median age for people who died of COVID was 80. And I get that everybody's saying, you want to kill grandma. But remember that the average age of death in the United States is 78.
70, yeah.
So, I mean, is this, make that mean what you want to make it mean, but COVID's actually dragging up the average age of death.
Wow. I mean,
it's not making people live longer by any stretch of the imagination, but, and what percentage, I still have yet to find this out, but what percentage of people who have died were in long-term care facilities?
Significant.
It's a significant number, and that number is double digits.
In New Hampshire, I've heard it's over 80%.
Yeah, over 80, yeah. And I know and Washington State was the same way. It was over 80%. Yeah.
And I mean, you're not saving anybody in long-term care facilities by not having the county fair.
Nope.
I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Look, I have a friend who's in a long-term care facility, and I haven't been able to go see him for months.
Oh, man. That's terrible. You used to visit him, like, what, once a week?
Every week. On Mondays. At 1 o'clock, I would go see Vernon.
How sad.
And I can call him, but he isn't very good with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how to work his cell phone. It just frustrates him when it rings. He doesn't know how to call somebody back.
Can he even go out for a walk? Like, what kind of restrictions do they have on him?
Well, he can't really. I mean, he's got
really
a
old. Yeah.
Yeah, he's 90.
Wow.
But that's... I mean,
that's one of the most tragic aspects of this. To maybe disconnect. They should... Well, no wonder you're going to die. You've just disconnected from all the human contact that you had. You're now basically in solitary confinement.
Talk about building no will to live.
Imagine if they took a tenth of the money that they spent, just a tenth of the money that they spent, and told the long-term care facility workers, look, we're going to triple your pay this year, but you've got a new place to live.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in a long-term care facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they just turn those things into self-inclusive areas. Then there wouldn't have the problems. Plus, don't forget that the governors of several states, including New York with Cuomo, forced long-term care facilities to accept COVID-19 positive patients. Thus,
oh,
now,
God.
You're saying I'm killing grandma because I'm going out to a festival? F you, the governors are killing grandma.
Wow.
They're sending the disease into them.
That's crazy. Into a place where the most vulnerable populations
are. And don't forget that basically business in America and around the world has been killed off, especially restaurants and bars.
That's right.
So what's it been like for you?
So, like I said, 21 of our 23 shows have been canceled, so it's approximately 80% of my income comes
That's
from
brutal.
That. Luckily, my food truck, we've been doing a little bit better with it because we were one of the few places that were open for
right.
a couple months.
That's
so.
What my question would be. Is
yeah,
can you,
so that
can you just provide meals
bit.
For lunch and
yeah.
dinner? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you have the food truck set up in
we have
city?
A roadside spot. Yeah, we just park it in one spot.
Where are you
and
at?
Been,
New Hampshire somewhere?
In Newport, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've been there, and that's picked up a little bit. It
right.
doesn't make up for what we're losing,
it's
but
something.
It could float us. You
yeah,
know, like
something.
I'm hoping it can float us through the season, and you know, we'll make it through, and if things open back up next year, you know,
yeah. It sure would be nice to have freedom in 2021.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would be nice, but all the evidence is that's not going to happen. I mean, because they got away with what they were doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they continue to get away with it. There's very little pushback, very little resistance from the average person. Most people are going to do what they're told, and even if it hurts them, until the point where they become desperate.
Right.
So
yeah.
at the point where people have been impoverished so much by this, maybe we'll see some business owners do the Carl Mankey thing from Michigan, the old 77-year-old barber who actually did stand up, or the lady down in Dallas at the hair salon there. But those people were few and far between. At least
yeah.
at least if you believe the news stories, maybe there were more heroes like that out there, and just they got unsung. But I sure didn't hear about them around here.
And a lot of people,
yeah.
this whole thing's become a political football. So it's like,
yeah.
you know, the Democrats and Republicans. And so
it's going to get worse.
The Democrats are like, you've got to stay in because it's the only patriotic thing you can do. If you don't stay in, Trump gets elected again.
Sean,
you know,
thanks for sitting in with us here on Free Talk Live, man.
Man,
always appreciate it, and looking forward to next year.
Absolutely, always.
All right, we got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live at Porkfest 2020.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020 on the what is now the transition day. So as you've been listening to this episode, you've heard a couple different days that we've been recording. And so we're doing things in advance. So we're right now we're almost two shows in advance. And so we're going to slow it down, I think, a little bit and not do a full show every day for the next couple days to catch up just a bit. But we'll see. You know, we never know how many people are going to be here at ForkFest because there are no tickets sold. So we're not sure what exactly is going to transpire. But it'll be interesting to find out here in the next week, because we're going to be here that long. You can come up, go to forkfest.party, and learn more about the event. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studios at the top of the hill, beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a great place to be. And our next guest, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. I should have done it enough times by now. Etienne Labossi the second?
Etienne de la Boissie Squared.
Boissie Squared, okay.
Which I do as an exponent to distinguish myself from the original Etienne de la Boissie.
Etienne, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You just finished a week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, sort of at the same time as the first week of ForkFest. How was your week?
It was amazing, man. This was absolutely amazing. The thing that I thought was most interesting is this is the complete opposite of the Chaz.
Oh, yeah. So you've got
the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Tell me the things that are different.
Well, number one,
did you go to the Chaz?
Well, no, but from what I've seen on television and the reports, they're unable to feed themselves. Versus there's the widest array of gourmet foods.
Yeah,
and, like,
true.
Everybody's an entrepreneur here, and
there's vegan options here. There's meat options. I mean, there's whatever you want.
Yeah, and it's like there's grass-fed beef, and the commies are starving themselves, and the voluntarists and narco-capitalists are living large.
It's a good point. As if socialism's a really terrible way to distribute labor and wealth.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, it's really terrible. The only people that really support it are the people that are like, I don't want to work very hard. Why don't you give me free things?
And they did for a little while. I mean, usually when one of these festivals like the Chaz starts up or, you know, Rainbow Gathering, they do bring in food. There are people who have money, and they will bring in food, and they will feed people who attend these particular events. But it's not really sustainable.
Nope.
Right, right.
They really can't keep it going for a long time. It requires, you know, your George Soros types, the rich leftists who have enough money to try to drag everybody along with this thing. And Chaz only lasted about 2 weeks. It was getting there was a report last week by CNN that people were leaving the Chaz and that it was basically over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Versus here, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of entrepreneurs. It's a very complex economy. You've got people offering firewood, sodas, 20-plus different meal options.
I found cannabis goodies as well.
Yeah, here. All kinds of cannabis, CBD, clothing.
I saw a Buddha carved out of pine out back. I mean, like, they're, you know, you can get these flower hippie dresses and silver rings. And, I mean, just it's a festival.
And multiple different vendors as well.
And by the way, there's plenty of free, too. I was amazed at, like, how many vendors there were. I'd buy something, and they would give me something for free.
Yeah,
or they would make
a little something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, yeah. So there was plenty of free things. Bill Domenico put on the magnificent free light show. And
The laser show
was like so going amazing. Right over our thing. And somebody was telling me that he used to sell advertising with it. Or he was telling me that he sell advertising. Yeah. And I think instead of making money, he just does it so that people can have a good time.
Yeah,
and, you know, like, yeah. So it's amazing
it's awesome.
That people are, you know, so giving of themselves during Pork Fest and Fork Fest.
The laser is one of my favorite parts of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that's an amazing tool for activism, too. There was Trump, the most recent time I've seen the laser use. He's done a bunch of things with it here in New Hampshire. But when Trump came to Manchester earlier this year, Bill Domenico came out, set up his laser, and projected free Ross across the venue, like huge, across the venue that Trump was at, where literally thousands of people were not only inside but also outside because they couldn't hold all the people in the venue. So there's people outside just standing around watching somehow to promote Ross Ulbricht.
Right.
And you can check out freeross.org.
And so, I will like to reiterate that I will vote for Donald Trump if he frees either Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, or Edward Snowden.
I did say I would do it if he pardons Ross Ulbricht. So, Howard, or I'm sorry, Etienne, do you want me to edit that? I can do that. Okay. So, the thick red line movement, you got something new going on. You are an author. We've talked a lot about your book. Go ahead and plug your book real fast with us.
So the book is Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed, where I'm exposing that government was never intended to protect life, liberty, and property. It was always intended to rob and enslave. And the subtitle of the book is that how intergenerational organized crime runs the government and the media, and my thesis is the government and the media working together, and it's a control of perception operation where we're magnifying certain voices while we're minimizing others. We're censoring algorithmically.
Yeah.
We're censoring using monopoly media, and so I'm exposing that in the book. And
can you help me out here? Because this is really sort of a foundational question I've always had. Government could very well have been a bunch of people who got together and said, hey, we must defend our little, you know, stash of huts here and our grain and these sorts of things. And we're going to need some pointy sticks, and everybody's going to have to spend a little time or a little money or a little food or whatever in order for defense, because defense has value. Yeah. And then it just kind of grew, and defense has been the bellwack of government for a very long time. Yeah. And then it moved into a bunch of other crap where people are like, it's not fair, you know, like all the rest. But, I mean, you know, defense and government go hand in hand. Can you tell me the thesis here that government was always about enslavement? Because it's possible that it was, in fact, a group of brigands who got tired of traveling along the highways robbing people and decided to stay in one place.
It was Vikings.
Yeah.
So there's the conquest theory of government, which is that the Vikings would do these sea raids, and they eventually realized that instead of, like, you know, wiping everything out and leaving a charge hard ruin, that that wasn't going to be beneficial for next year, and so they began leaving a little, and then eventually they made themselves the government and kind of ensconced themselves.
And they did.
It became taxes, and it became an annual kind of the mafia model of slavery, where the mafia doesn't own businesses. The mafia just shows up once a month and collects it.
Okay.
And so I look at the original organized crime. When I say intergenerational organized crime, I look at the original organized crime as royalty. And royalty is I'm the king, and you're going to pay me money, or I'm going to hurt you.
Right. There isn't much to think about this when you think about kings. Is kings were just the most successful badass with a sword, right?
Yeah.
That's all they were. And then they're like, okay, well, you know, I've got my other little group of guys here, and we're gonna, you know, we got to protect you from the other guys with the swords, and you know, you're gonna have to give us some food because we have to train because they're training, and it's just the whole thing. I mean, they're just the most successful group of brigands in a given area.
Right. They're so successful that they don't need to conceal their face anymore, right?
They
don't have a bandana or a mask on or whatever when they rob you, because they've managed to convince people that they're somehow better.
Right. They've gone from infamous to famous.
And the same thing's true of the governments that we know today, the people that call themselves governments. They've managed to convince people that there's something besides a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
That there's something more. We're the government.
Because they control the media, because it's the government and the media working together to give the population an artificial reality that does not reflect the reality of their tax slavery.
And if that weren't true, if it wasn't clear that that were true before COVID, it should be clear to some people after COVID. I mean, my God, to watch the media just gobble up the propaganda and regurgitate it with no question whatsoever, and play a very important role in brainwashing people on this this COVID claptrap that's been going on for, you know, 3 months now. I mean, it's definitely, they play a huge role in this brainwashing.
So I just got back from the free state, and I've been in California for the past 2 months, leading resistance to COVID in Santa Cruz and San Jose. And we went, because I'm trying to do things nationally and internationally, but I'm also trying to do things locally, because I think local activism is so incredibly important. And we went from having 2 months ago, having about 10 friends that didn't believe what the government and the media was telling them about COVID, to, you know, kind of getting organized, and then having 20 people, and then 35 people marching through Santa Cruz, bullhorning, handing out flyers, circling City Hall, banging on the windows, looking for the mayor or the city manager, to then 60 to 70 at our events on a regular basis, and a meetup group that had 430 plus people in it when I left a couple of days ago. And so we were very successful in organizing resistance. We reopened beaches, and 3 days ago, the government of Santa Cruz, they threw in the towel, and they said, we're giving up the policy. The people are not willing to be governed. Actually, the headline is that the people were not, you know, the county health officers said the people are unwilling to be governed by an organized criminal government. Or, you know,
I bet they didn't say that part.
That's true.
I mean, to some extent, and it is true that people do get the government they deserve, and that it is to some extent voluntary, meaning that if enough people were to resist, if enough people were to refuse, if enough people were to disobey, there would be very little they could do.
We shut down the police 8 times in a row.
Right.
We shut down every single week. The police would come out.
Howard, hold that thought. We got to wrap this show up, but we're going to continue with you tomorrow night, which is actually going to be in like 5 minutes from now. Here in moments, more with Etienne.
you want to find out how to shut down the, if you want to find out how to shut down the police 8 times in a row, stay tuned.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.